This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson is seeking approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The company's application follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single-shot vaccine could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious U.K. coronavirus variant and the potential of lower vaccine effectiveness against a variant that first emerged in South Africa. President Joe Biden promised Thursday that the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was 4 years of neglect and abuse of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, "America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage. Diplomacy is at the center of our foreign policy." He said that American alliances are our greatest assets, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. Trump, employing an America First credo, had often quarreled with traditional U.S. allies on taking a softer tone with authoritarian states. Biden said he told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call last week that the days of the U.S. rolling over to Moscow are over. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. An advisor to former President Trump said he declined a request by House Democrats to testify under oath at his upcoming impeachment trial, claiming the proceeding is unconstitutional. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin asked in a letter sent by email Thursday that the former president testify either before or during the trial that begins next Tuesday. Trump is charged with inciting a mob of supporters that broke into the U.S. Capitol January 6. Minutes before the attack, which resulted in the deaths of five people, Trump told thousands of supporters at a rally near the White House to, in his words, fight like hell, as Congress was in the process of formally certifying President Joe Biden's election win. A Capitol police officer was among those who died in the rioting, and the House impeached Trump 1 week later with the help of 10 Republicans who joined the Democrats in support. A fiercely divided House tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off of two of her committees as an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. Mostly all Republicans voted against the Democratic move, but none defended her lengthy history of outrageous social media posts. The vote forced Greene's Republican colleagues to go on the record to defend or rebuke her after she has drawn bipartisan condemnation over her past remarks. As the House Republican caucus reached an uneasy agreement Wednesday to spare Greene a punishment, it also turned back an effort to remove Liz Cheney from her position as the third highest ranking Republican in the House over her January 13th vote to impeach Trump on a charge of inciting insurrection. Defying the possibility of arrests and reprisals from Myanmar's new military rulers, protesters against this week's coup openly demonstrated, rejecting the takeover and calling for the release of the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. In the main city, Yangon, an estimated 200 teachers and professors held signs supporting civil disobedience and flashed three-finger salutes signifying resistance that has become popular with anti-government protests in neighboring Thailand. There were also demonstrations in the capital, Naypyidaw, on Friday, with medical staff staging a march. Monday's coup came as lawmakers had gathered in the capital for the opening of a new parliamentary session. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.